Elite Garage Cabinets. It's Ken.
Hi, Ken. It's Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Jesse. Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Sorry, I didn't even listen to your message. I just got off the phone and called you. So I didn't want to miss in talking to you. So how was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. A little damp, but okay. It was all right. Yeah.
Damp? Well, I like damp. I mean, it's always sunny in California, so damp sounds nice.
Well, yeah, it's our lawns need it.
Yeah, but that's what we always say in California, too. it's always like that. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So, I want to apologize. So I looked over the emails that I sent to you, and I accidentally we had just changed the emails, just a couple of things, so I didn't input the email right, so I'm sorry it came in twice on there. I know it probably looked really unprofessional, so I just want to apologize for that.
No,
but
no,
hopefully
no,
you got the gist.
Well, Connor was asking if do you guys design the new web page, or do we use the old one, or what? How's that all work?
That's a great question. I believe I did. You show him the example that I sent you, though, of the website?
I don't know.
I had texted it over, but so essentially, what we do, Ken, is your URL domain name you already own, right? We kind of went over that. You own your domain. So we'll build, optimize, manage, and maintain the website. So we do create the content on the domain name. I mean, they're 100% Google compliant, and they have unlimited upgrades at any time. So, yes, so we would create the content on there. It takes about 7 to 14 days to create it all.
Okay. So do I keep the existing one running?
No. So the existing one, we would use that domain name. Unless you wanted to use a different one, we can always get you a different one, like closest to your business name as possible. But if you want to continue using that domain name, then essentially you won't have to pay for your other one anymore at all. So, I mean, we would just kind of take it over. It would be included in the price of what we charge.
Okay. I just didn't know how much it's going to cost to build this thing out. So I was curious.
It's included in the price.
The price that I gave you.
Yeah, normally they're an extra $2,500, but I went ahead and threw that in for you at no additional cost.
So it's $300 a month, and just goes on from there, plus the one-time setup fee for $100 for the platinum package.
Correct. So it's $398 the first month, and then $299 there going forward.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just writing it down.
Okay.
Yeah, just... So how do I tell Josh goodbye? See, the Redline distributors all use... this guy for the web page. He's been working with Redline Garage Gear for years, and that's what they recommend, was using Josh to build the website and maintain it.
I just would tell him that you are going a different route and that you appreciate his service. Like I said, once you tell him that, he's probably going to do what he can to keep your services. He might even potentially discount it. Who knows what he might do, but
yeah,
I would just say, do you want to go with somebody that's been getting that amount of money from you for this long, and not really doing much with it, or somebody that can actually continue optimizing, creating the content for you, then also getting you SEO and Facebook advertising. So for half of what you're paying now.
What's SEO?
That's where we put the company on the first page of Google. So when people search for your keyword phrases, then we're going to make sure you pop up on that first page of Google, on the map section.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no.
When you do a search for... Okay, so, Ken, just if you do a search for anything, like, let's just say a restaurant in your area or something like that, then there's different sections of Google, right? So, first there's Google Guaranteed, then there's the ad section of Google where you see, like, sponsored, and then below that there's a map that has red dots, and then... Oh, one second. Sorry, excuse me. And then there's a map that has little red dots that you have a list of businesses below that you can click to call, see directions, see a website, stuff like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so that's the map section. So 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are starting and stopping with those companies there. So we create a Google, well, you have a Google business profile, right? So we'll optimize that onto that first page when people are searching just for your keyword phrases. So that would be targeted marketing. So it's when people are actually in need of the services that you're providing that we're going to make sure that you're showing up there. And actually, you don't have a Google business profile. I just saw that here. So we would create one of those for you where it would have, you know, we'd attach the website, then make it so that people can call you. We don't have to add any type of address or anything like that. But just make it so people can readily actually find you and call you directly.
Because what I liked with the webpage now is I don't get phone calls. They go to the website, they type in name, address, whatnot, and what they want.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want epoxy floor and cabinets and organization ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't get flooded with phone calls, so people don't call me and say, well, how much does a cabinet cost? I mean, I don't want 1,000 of those phone calls.
We can absolutely do that, too. So, I mean, the websites we make, so we can make it so people can contact you through the website, you know, make appointments, tell you what they want. We can add bots to the website so that people can interact with the bot and, you know, talk to them about what they want so you can see what they want before even contacting them. So,
right.
I mean, there's definitely various ways that we can add to the website that they don't call you directly. I mean, on your website right now, it still says contact us now and it has your phone number. So, I mean, you know, they can still just call you from that. But, I mean, I do see where there is the, you know, schedule your free consultation. And then that's
right.
Probably where people are putting in their information, and we can add exactly that same thing, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and have it so people can contact you through this as well.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I'm leaning for, but I trust your judgment. I mean, this is what you guys do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be on the phone. I don't want 2,500 phone calls.
Yeah.
The idea.
Well, there's one thing that we can add too that can really help. It's totally included. It doesn't cost you. Well, so we can add a call tracking number, Ken, and basically what that is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. You can add more than one line to that, you know, any of that. So basically with that call tracking number, you can add a greeting. And the greeting, that is a one-time fee of $19. I don't deal with that. You would deal with that in your client interview. But that really helps out a lot in kind of like the legitimacy of the business and, you know, making sure marketers don't call you or anything like that. And basically what it is somebody would call and it would say, hi, you've reached Home and Garage Storage Solutions. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. Press 2. So that would be a call tracking number. And that makes it so you're only getting calls from people that are actually needing your services. Like, really.
Okay, so it'll filter out sales.
Yeah,
I get
unwanted calls.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I get a bunch of those.
Yeah. Well, this would help with that, incredibly. So you wouldn't get any of those. Yeah, that's your best bet to do that call tracking number. I would really suggest it, that you have that in place.
So, I kick you $400 and you just go about your deal and put it all together, right?
So just to kind of break it down, this is how it would work. So I would get some basics about your company, set you up for payment. I'd go ahead and set you up for a client interview. The client interview, let's see, we could, We could do later today if you had some time between 2 and 3, or we could do it tomorrow. Then the client interview will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. From 5 to 7 days, you'd get a reporting dashboard, as well as your directory submissions, the most popular ones. From 10 to 12 days, we'd get you your Google Business Profile up and running, as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'd get the Facebook ads going, as well as getting the website done. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything would begin to appear there on that first page.
Okay. So it's 30 to 45 days out before it's operational.
Well, I mean, everything is in place before that, right? So, I mean, you'd have the website live. I mean, the Facebook ads will start generating you some work in 7 to 14 days. You'd have the Google Business Profile that, you know, at least you can put on, like, business cards or something that people can find you by knowing your business name. But then from 30 to 45 days, then people will be able to find you through your services. So, I mean, you'll still have content and creation up until that point and generate that work from those Facebook ads. But, yes, to see maximum results, it does take about 30 to 45 days.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get with my son and we'll discuss this a little bit. I'm going to pull the trigger on it.
Okay. So pull the trigger on it after you talk to your son or?
I just want to make sure see if he's got any questions he wants me to ask.
Okay. I mean, do you want
to? He was out. I didn't get a chance to talk to him this weekend. He was out sick.
Oh, okay.
Paul, he's still down.
Hopefully he doesn't have COVID. I mean, a lot of people seem like they've been getting really sick lately.
I just think there's a bug going around. We got a change in the weather. We went from the 80s to the 50s, and everybody's going down with something. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's still the 80s here. I wish it was the 50s. That'd be nice. I like cold weather. I was built for that. So now, do you think it would help at all if you just kind of put me on hold and gave him a call, or?
No, he's just down and out for the count right now.
Okay.
I'll give another day. See if I can get him tomorrow.
Okay.
And we can talk tomorrow about it. But yeah, okay. I want to get this thing done.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, do you want me to follow up with you later tomorrow, like, I don't know, around 2, 3?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. No problem, Ken. Did you have any questions at all about any of it?
No, it's all a mystery to me, but he's, you know, the youth of today like you are all about this social media.
Yeah.
The old guys like me are just, you know, a handshake and a load of 38.
Yeah, I mean, that still is pretty awesome, but, you know, we definitely are moving into the age of technology. You know, everybody uses technology for everything. It's only going to get more and more increased as time goes, especially with AI.
Absolutely. Exactly.
You know, I mean, technology will rule us. We will not rule it. So that's, you know, just the way it's going. I'm not actually a fan of it, personally, believe it or not. I just know that it works for companies, and I like helping companies and, you know, talking to people like you. So,
yeah. AI seems like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it does. I mean, AI itself has said that they think it's they're smarter than us. Like, they're already saying that, you know? Like, we think we could do better. I'm like, oh, God, that's a great start.
Watch this. I'll just turn you off. Click.
They get to that point of, like, super AI where they can't be turned off, I don't know. I'm into sci-fi, so, you know, to me, sci-fi is coming real, you know. It's like that we're watching sci-fi happen right before our eyes, you know. I can't lie. I'm a little bit of a nerd, so, you know,
it's a hoot. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, Ken, I'll go ahead and reach out to you tomorrow at, like, 2:30-ish, and we'll see what we can do. Okay?
Wonderful, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, Jesse, thank you.
All right, bye, Ken.
Bye-bye.